Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Yeah. For one last time this decade, we will have another edition of the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. I am Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review on Sports Byline USA, coming to you from our headquarters here in downtown San Francisco. But we don't just limit it to Sports Byline. We try to get it everywhere in the world. So, proud and privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network. What are you kidding me? That's 500 outlets in 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Come home soon. Also, not just that, but we get you on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM, which is always a privilege to be on the Dan Patrick channel. Sirius XM 24/7. We're on SB Nation Radio as well, that fine organization out of Houston, Texas. So you can catch us there. And then as we stream along, SB Nation's website, SBNationLive.com. Also SportsByline.com. Go there, click Listen Live. Any emails, send those to Rick@SportsByline.com. And you can also use that email address to send in the cheat code request. I give away a cheat code to an older game near the end of the show. And also to win the brand new video game. This is what I've been doing for years, is I give out a brand new video game at 40 after. This is what I do, and this is how I do's it. So you can you can get in that way as well. But 1-800-878-PLAY is the main number to call. 1-800-878-7529, which is all over the world. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch, twitch.tv. There I am. Search for Sports Byline USA. Guy talking into a mic. Thrilling. And also, don't forget, you can catch us on CRN, Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, on your cable provider. We're there 24/7 as well. And if you want to shoot me a tweet on the old Twitter, you can send those to at Rick Tittle. Games of the year, the decade? We got it all. Come on back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use HomeAdvisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, San Francisco, Video Game Review. Where are you? What you got? Big shout-out to our troops listening on American Forces, last show of the decade. That's right, I said the decade. Come on in and get heard. That's right. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. You're ugly. I don't think that's what I meant to say. But anyway, let's talk about it. And remember, at 40 after the hour is when I give away a brand new game. I like to do that at 40 after. That would be the correct time. Cheat code at the end, send your request. And also the end of the question for the game to rick@sportsbyline.com. And also... anytime you want to chime in, the number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, it is the end of the year. The end of the decade. Now, some people say, actually, the decade doesn't end until 2020s. Or whatever. I think once you turn that third digit to a new one in the four-digit year, it feels like a new decade. So we get games of the year, games of the decade, and things like that. Before we get into year and decade and all that good stuff, as I always do at the end of the year, I want to take a look at games that disappointed. Now, I was reading an article on Screen Rant, and they came up with their games of the year that disappointed the most. And here's the thing to just preface this. I understand that some video games are just downright bad. And usually the reason they're bad is that they're rushed. They're absolutely rushed. And I can only blame the parent company or whoever is bankrolling it that has to get this thing out, which is bad. And then sometimes games are mailed in. They don't put a lot of thought into it. We get that sometimes with sequels. The one I point out the most is after the Madden 20th Anniversary Edition, Madden 21, I thought was mailed in. at the black hole on the wrong end zone. The referee pointed the wrong way when he was saying, I mean, it wasn't look like it was QC'd at all. But some games that got a lot of hype and didn't live up to it. One of those is Far Cry New Dawn, and or Far Cry 5, if you like. And it was a divisive entry into this Ubisoft franchise. And the combat was good, but the story and the characters rubbed players the wrong way. And it was a follow-up to Far Cry New Dawn. But I've never liked Far Cry. I remember the very first one, we gave it away on the show. I remember graphically driving a Jeep through the jungle, and you had these bright lights on the roll bar, and it lit up the jungle. I thought the graphics were great. But in that game, you were addicted to drugs. And if you didn't get the drugs, the screen would start to get fuzzy, and then your screen would start to shake. So it seemed like every 15 to 20 minutes you needed drugs. And where do they have them? The drug dealers. And the drug dealers were armed to the teeth, and there were a million of them. And it took every amount of hit point, health pack, stim pack, ammunition I could to get the drugs. And then I would leave with like no ammo left. And then I'd have to come back in 20 minutes and do it all over again. It was just dumb. And ever since then, I think it's Far Cry tries for shock value. They make you sit through these cinematics that I think like a naughty 14-year-old would do. And so the funny thing is about Far Cry New Dawn is the fact that it had some really bullet sponge enemies, and there were so many things tied into microtransactions that didn't go well. Wolfenstein Youngblood. And it was not the only, Far Cry New Dawn wasn't the only spinoff of an FPS game. Wolfenstein, and if you think about, you know, the games when it's come back, and I mean on the big boy systems, no longer. I played Wolfenstein in DOS so long ago. And it's just, I don't know, it's just a mixed reaction that I didn't like. And there was a harassment campaign that led to a level designer getting in trouble. It just wasn't fun. And for me, that's the bottom line. That's how I judge a game. Not on pixels, not on if you hired Liam Neeson to do it, not if you put in a commercial during the Super Bowl. Not that if you get under the big umbrella. There are some people who like indie games just because they're indie. This is some of the worst games I've ever played in my life, these indie games. It's just, is it fun? Jump Force, a manga crossover to end all others. And you think, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing. And it was the characters taken from Weekly Shonen Jump and pit them against each other in 1v1. And if you think about, Shonen Jump with Dragon Ball and One Piece, JoJo Bizarre's Adventure, but, Bandai Namco just couldn't put out anything besides a very shallow game. Now, Screen Rant says that Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint was one of the most disappointing games for them. And this was a game that Ubisoft felt as the game on social media got a lot of criticism, mostly because of its balance-ruining microtransactions. And, you should never be able to buy your way to victory. These things should be cosmetic. Obviously, Fallout 76 was a massive disappointment. I played that for many, many hours, but I did give up on it at first because I was having my behind handed to me. And this is the game that has been patched and updated beyond all others. They nerf guns. They come back, re-nerf. They go 1v1. No, not 1v1 anymore. Now you can pay and rent for your own servers if you want. It's just, this isn't what Fallout fans wanted. And when Todd Howard at Bethesda was like, all the other characters are people now, you're like, wait, what? Marvel Alliance 3, The Black Order. A lot of times this is one of those games I thought was mailed in. It's a sequel that, even though they got Team Ninja to get on it, it just wasn't really a true progression from the other game. It's one of those games you don't need to buy if you have the one before it. Rage 2. Now, I wasn't a big fan of the first Rage, but I kind of saw where it was going, and I admired a lot of it. It's just that I like other first-person shooters better. And, when the granddaddy of of first-person shooters, id releases something, you know, this is what you want. But it felt almost like more of a demo game. And they got Avalanche to get involved. Those are the ones that did Just Cause. But it was very underwhelming. And once again, microtransactions and locked content was one of the reasons why people hated this. And then, I mean, if you guessed, Google Stadia, there was a lot of skepticism surrounding Stadia when it was first announced, and then Google kept pushing forward with all these promises of what this platform could do, and, you know, we're a tech monolith, and multiplayer will be much better on Stadia than console, and you don't need a console anymore. Instead, it came out, got bad reviews, it's not ready yet, causing devices to overheat, guzzling up data at the rate of 100 megabytes a minute. They just really need to adjust this. So it's just early days, and it's a great idea to have an awesome controller and not need a console. It's just not ready yet. They said they didn't like Mario Kart Tour. And more microtransactions. Crackdown 3 was a long time coming. This was announced 5 years ago. And it just, you know, it felt like the same game from 5 years ago. And the WWE 2K20 may have been one of the biggest video game disasters of the year. But this became an instant point of ridicule within the gaming community because the graphical glitches, now forget the bizarre career mode, but the graphical glitches were absolutely horrendous, especially with hit detection. And then last but not least, you got to throw Anthem into a list of most disappointing. And this really should have been BioWare's shining jewel the entire year. Who tells the story better, right? And, you know, Anthem, it wasn't a horrible game. But when you think about Mass Effect and Dragon Age, it just felt really unfinished. Some people said it was breaking their console and, you know, a million cuts. The reaction of people who played the game just said, it's just never going to get better. And then we heard about a behind-the-scenes turmoil that was going on at BioWare. I don't know. Not every game is a big hit. What can I say? Let's talk about the good ones on the other side. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after. I don't know if I mentioned that. And I'll let you know what's coming out this week, which is going to be a big fat zilch because it's New Year's Day and people take time off. But anyway. All right, let's take a look at some of the great games of the year, and then we'll get into the decade stuff as well. And some of them might coincide with each other. As well. And you think about when the year began and maybe the best game in January, remember it's a slow month, was Resident Evil 2 Remake. Then we got into February, Apex Legends. This is from the people at Respawn. They did Titanfall 2. And this was funny because it came out on February 4th with almost no warning. It was like a Super Bowl game. That just kind of came out. And the funny thing is, unlike Titanfall, there were no mechs. And it was a battle royale FPS game. It's kind of cool. Now, I know Forbes said they thought that Tetris 99 was one of the best. Maybe not me so much, but Metro Exodus, this was probably for me, even though it was a bit janky, was probably, like I said, this isn't going to make the year-end list, but for February, I thought that was a pretty good game. In March, well, this is when Google Stadia was revealed, and I remember at the end of February, when I was at the Game Developers Conference, Google had a big Stadia thing set up, and that was one of the main things I wanted to see. For me, it's usually just all VR, VR, VR. I want to see how it's progressed. But this Stadia thing I wanted to see, I mean, are we really going to come to a day when no one buys consoles? Everything just comes through the air. And my Wi-Fi, which is expensive, is still hit or miss. And I got to reset the dang thing probably every 3 weeks. It just gets slow or bogged down or something. There's all sorts of RF waves that can interfere. There's all sorts of I mean, it used to be a long time ago. And when I say a long time ago, less than 10 years ago, that if the phone rang, it would kick me off my Wi-Fi. So are we so good now with Wi-Fi that we're not going to need consoles? I mean, that would be cool to just go to any TV we wanted in the world with our controller and just start playing our games, which are saved and ready to go. I love the idea. I think it's just in its infancy. So Stadia came out, and you know, people said it's 6 months too early. It might be 6 years too early, really. Devil May Cry 5, if you like the old over-the-shoulder, third-person type of game. I know that Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, I'm not usually into those type of games where it's almost like not I'm going to say Mortal Kombat, but more like a Bloodborne with other samurai. That was a really good game.
In April, we had, it's funny, Reggie Fils-Aimé, I love that name. He resigned. Well, he didn't resign. He retired of president of Nintendo America. And I love the fact that he was replaced by Doug Bowser. How do you not run Nintendo when your name is Bowser? That was my favorite news of April. Mortal Kombat 11 came out. Days Gone. Also, the Switch got Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen, and Cuphead. Cuphead got a lot of play because Cuphead was a very addictive game. Then in May, Epic Games purchased Rocket League developer Psyonix, and then Sega acquired 2Point Studios, and that was with the 2Point Hospital game. And Microsoft said we're going all digital with its Xbox One S, which does not have an optical drive and costs $100 less. I would rather have the optical drive. A Plague Tale Innocence, that was a very intriguing game. And it kind of had a Last of Us feel, but I like the environments better. As I said, Rage 2 came out, not a fan. And then in June, we started kicking it up a notch a little bit because then we got the news about Project Scarlet, which now we know is going to be called Xbox Series X, which is dumber than Project Scarlet, to tell you the truth. But Kaz Hirai retired from Sony. He was the CEO and chairman. He's at the company 35 years. I mention these things because sometimes I think it's going to be a huge shakedown. But Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night, that came out at the end of quarter two. A lot of people are into that. The sort of Metroidvania type of game. And then we get to the second half of the year, July. And that's when the summer really kicks in. The kids come out of school. And we saw the first ever Fortnite World Cup. And that was the 16-year-old Kyle Giersdorf named Bugga. And he won a lot of cash. Fire Emblem Three Houses. A lot of people were excited that after being on the 3DS and other systems, it finally made the Switch. In August, it was a busy month for esports. The international Dota tournament was held in Shanghai, and the pool money, $34 million. It's crazy. But then Sony went out and bought Insomniac Games. Yes, Ted Price, I've met him before. Years ago. He invented the whole thing with Disruptor, which was a great game on the original PlayStation. But, you know, now Sony owns all the Spyros and Ratchet and Clanks and all that, and they came up with a Sunset Overdrive. Control was another game that a lot of people liked. That came out in August. September, Apple launched its very impressive Apple Arcade subscription service. A lot of high-quality mobile games, if you're into that. But then we started getting into the shows. PAX West, Tokyo Game Show, TwitchCon, it all came down. But, you know, Gears 5, probably the most widespread title. But the biggest one, if you think about Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening, Surge 2, Code Vein, any Zelda game that's going to come out is going to get a lot of love. And then we get to the fourth quarter. And this is where people start making their money. And you might remember Blizzard suspended Hearthstone player Blitzchung Ing-Wai. They didn't give him his money because he was vocally supporting the Hong Kong protest. And then 99% of the world rallied in his support. That was a big deal. But then came out my game of the year, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which I didn't really like in the beginning. And now I can't stop playing it. Now, this was almost the exact same week as The Outer Worlds, which to me was a disappointment. It's not addictive. I don't like the combat. Not as good. We saw Red Dead 2 come out on PC in November. Death Stranding, of course, is another huge game that came out in November. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And then when we got to December, we started seeing a lot more. Well, we're in December right now, but we started seeing a lot more releases about what's going to be on Xbox Series X, what's going to be on the PS5. Halo Reach finally launched on Steam. This is after being on the Xbox 360. It's now part of the Master Chief Collection. Darksiders Genesis, which is a game that's on PC as well is there. But if you look back, games of the year, I would go Call of Duty. Then I would probably go Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice. Really like that game. Then I would go, Star Wars Jedi? Rick, didn't you make your list? I could have done it before. I'm doing it now. Star Wars Jedi, Apex Legends, Bloodfall, Ritual Night. I put Greedfall in there. I didn't even mention Greedfall. Get a little bit of that. Control was another world game. The Outer Worlds, I want to put on my top 10 so badly because there's a lot to like. It's just that when you are a brand new game with supposed to be fresh perspectives and yet games that preceded it by years and years, like I would rather play so many other games than games from Hello Games too, than I would. I'd rather play Jet Force Gemini on the N64 probably. And I feel bad because I forked out for it too. People think I get all my games for free. Every once in a while I do get a code, or it used to be games. Now I'll get like a code and throw it on the old hard drive. But Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which I play just about every day, and it's maddening, but it's addictive as all heck. And now I'm, 114th level after season one redrop. Now, we need to take a look at the stuff of the decade, and we'll get to that, and we'll also give a game away on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle, coming back on the Video Game Review.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402.
That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, San Francisco, here at Sports Byline, but also on SB Nation Radio, Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. It's 40 after, and for the last time this decade, we're going to give away a brand new game, and this one's called Need for Speed Heat. It's available for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I have it here for the Xbox One, and it is rated M for Mature. It was developed by Ghost Games and published by EA Sports. It's in the game. Just answer this question at the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this a game about car racing, or is this a game about horseback riding? Need for Speed Heat. Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct winner will get the game. And this franchise was on a little bit of a hiatus because Need for Speed Payback 2 years ago, well, I'm not going to say it didn't do great, but Ghost Games decided to go back to the series' real roots, and that is high-speed chases with cops, lots of customization, a lot of exploration, maybe a funny little story thrown in as well. And I know some people still complain about the cop integration, but Palm City has a lot of activities in the day or the night. And the cops are always on the lookout. There's a lot of really nice lighting elements in this game, a lot of neon, a lot of slick streets that are wet or oily, and just some really good playability. And as I said, it's customizable. You can even customize the sound of your exhaust. Now, usually on the street, cars or motorcycles that growl really loud, you're making up for something else that's inky-dinky. But anyway, in a video game, it's kind of fun. And this is a very solid entry, I think, into the Need for Speed genre. And the fan base has a high bar, and they should. So Need for Speed is a game that's sort of meant different things over the years, and this is why it's living up to its title. So once again, just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins is Need for Speed Heat for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I have it here for the Xbox One. Is this about car racing, or is this, in fact, about horse racing? Just let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. IGN, when they were doing all their lists, they had, which is funny, a staff vote over the best video game characters of the year, which I thought was kind of cool. We'll get into the decade here in a minute, but Todd from Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, which is kind of like this Michael Jackson purple hair green dude, the Ape from Ape Out, which was not a graphic, any type of huge advancement. Kuno from Disco Elysium, maybe one of the weirdest dudes I've ever seen. Ati, the janitor from Control, is in there. Victor Max from The Outer Worlds. Now, I got to say with Victor Max, it is a very complex thing because, not Victor Max, Vicar Max. He's a holy man, and yet he's sassy face, and he fights, and he's just kind of very weird. Very, very weird. Ada from The Outer Worlds, that's that red, sick face with the big white eyes that talks to you on the controls. That's there as well. But anyway, we've got some, if you want to write in, rick@sportsbyline.com, I'll let me know what you think about that. But games of the decade. Now, sometimes games, I might not like them, but there are definitely going to be games that will shake things up. Like you might say, why didn't I put Red Dead Redemption 2 on the list of my top games? I tried so hard to get into that game, and just the combat was so clunky, and it just took forever for me just to get off that snowy mountain. And by the time I did, I was almost completely out of it. It's just, you know what, and I wasn't really into the original Red Dead. I bought Red Dead Redemption 2 because I fell for all the hype, and if you like that type of game, it was a dream game. It's just, I'm not a big Rockstar guy. I'm a real Rockstar, but not the game. So, when it comes to games of the decade, you'd be hard-pressed to find one that wasn't as popular as Fortnite. Now, Fortnite came out 2 years ago, and you know, the Fortnite World Cup with a $30 million prize pool, the fact that 250 million registered players, it brought in 2018, $2.4 billion. That is definitely one of the games of the decade. You could say Rocket League. I mean, we're going to invent a new game where you're in a car and you got to score like soccer-style goals with cars. Yeah, that might be a fun throwaway game to download for free, but it got addictive, and people said it's like Angry Birds meets Mario Kart. It is. All right. Destiny, which came out 4 years ago, and this was Bungie's first post-Halo game. This was one of the biggest games. I actually had it here and gave it away. It's not my type of game because, once again, you're fighting weird creatures, and it takes almost all your ammo to kill them. Titanfall, especially the Xbox, they needed a kick butt exclusive like this, and the original was online only, but to jump into the top and then to jump out of the mechs was pretty amazing. I know a lot of people think that's Stardew Valley. This was three years ago. This was a laid back farming sim, and you're tending crops and raising livestock. This had a very much an Animal Crossing feel to it, but people got obsessed with this game. Super Mario Odyssey obviously is going to make any list. I know some car racing fans would say Forza Horizon, which came out in 2016, would be there as well. But to me, the game of the decade. That's right. Once again, I'm skipping ahead. The game of the decade is Skyrim. And that's the Elder Scrolls Skyrim. And if you just think about all the things you could do, and you could build a property as you went through the DLC, but you could also buy a house, put your stuff in, endless storage in your drawers. I can put a million dragon bones on the board. The combat, and this is still over-the-shoulder type of game. This is from 2011. It's been re-released on every conceivable console. And it's, I've never seen anything like it. Many copiers. That is my game of the decade. But there are others that, I mean, like my friend told me that Batman Arkham City, 2011. And this is, if you think about Rocksteady and their Batman trilogy, this was the most significant one. Mass Effect 2, which technically came out in 2010, if you want to count that. For me, the most innovative game of the entire decade would be Portal 2, although Portal is better than Portal 2, and you think about Steve Merchant voicing it. I got an email talking about the God of War, and yeah, God of War, it came out last year, and of course, it's now he's playing with his son. I kind of had my God of War thrill back in the day, but I can see it. GTA 5, which I ended up buying, and then just doing cheats and flying helicopters around and bombing people. But, you know, a three-pronged storyline, whichever way you wanted to go. The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. And now it's on Netflix. That was 5 years ago. And then, I don't know, Dark Souls. If you think about Dark Souls and Bloodborne and everything that's come after it, that is, and the people who designed this game in Japan, the twisting, crazy Demon Souls was first, remember? then Dark Souls, then we got into Bloodborne. This is definitely one of them. Now, I know a lot of people will say The Last of Us was... I saw one publication saying it was the game of the decade. And if you talk about the storytelling of the terrifying clickers and just navigating Ellie and Joel through the post-apocalyptic world... But for me, this is like those Drake's games that Naughty Dogs did. And I remember Last of Us, I got it free. We gave it away and talked about it. But first time I played, I'm watching this thing. It's like watching a movie. Then it says, you know, all of a sudden I'm watching. Then it says, press square to put the ladder up. Put the ladder up. Press up to go up the ladder. Go up the ladder. And then it goes into another 5-minute cinematic. I don't want to watch a video game. I want to play a video game. And then... if it wasn't for Skyrim, I would, well, I don't want to say I'd make it number two, but top three would be Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. And this was something that really moved the Switch 2 years ago right off the shelves. And it is an amazing game. I didn't really like a lot of the enemies you fought, that they're a little too cartoony. But I think everybody has to give a shout out and some honorable mentions, not just the Bloodborne. Dishonored 2, very good game 3 years ago. And then maybe a game that, you know, a game that took over the world for a while there is Pokemon Go. Does that count? Heck yeah, it counts. And then PUBG, you know, last but not least. You think about PUBG, it was even before Fortnite. All right, let's take a look at the list, and I say haha list because there's only one game coming out this week. One, and why it's coming out now, I don't know. But it's the fact that Big Pharma is finally making its way to the Switch and Xbox One. And here's the summary. What if you had it in your power to rid the world of disease, to improve the lives of millions, to ease suffering and cure the sick, and earn a tidy profit? As the head of your own pharmaceutical conglomerate, you will have this power resting in your hands. Will you use it for good? Being totally altruistic may not be the best business plan. The uncomfortable truth is there an ointment for that? Is that some remedies are more profitable than others and illness is good for business. Welcome to the world of Big Pharma. Big Pharma is part business sim, part logistics puzzle. It's one thing to work away in the lab perfecting new formulas, but converting the sciencey stuff into cold hard cash means bringing an engineering and business mind to the problem. Factory space is expensive, and those fancy new agglomerators and centrifuges don't always slot nicely together. From humble beginnings, with a few rusty reconditioned machines, you can progress from knocking out cheap generic treatments for minor ailments to discovering new active ingredients and high-tech machines to help refine the generation of world-changing drugs, all in Big Pharma. This is, of course, published by Positech Games and developed by Twice Circled. And I will go to a break, and I will circle back myself. Come on back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Little Super Turrican for you there. Thank you, and welcome back to the show. Coming up, 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on Sports Byline and SB Nation and the Dan Patrick Channel on SiriusXM. Let's end the show in our customary fashion of giving away a cheat code for an older game.
Last one of the decade, yet again, dramatic.
But I have this here from Terry. Terry writes in from Hawaii. Beautiful Hawaii. Doesn't say which island, but I'm sure it's quite beautiful. Rick, do you have any Tony Hawk codes for the GameCube? Love it. Well, Tony Hawk's American Wasteland, yes, I do. If you want to be always special, go to the cheat codes menu in the options and enter You're on Fire. Not Urine Fire, that's if you have some sort of affliction. U-R-O-N Fire. U-R-O-N Fire. For being always special. For a perfect rail, put in grind expert. All lower caps, one word except the E in the middle. GRINDXPERT, grind expert. For a perfect skitch, put in hitch a ride, but both I's are exclamation points. You know these kids. These skaters, SK, number 8, letter R. Hitch a ride, H exclamation point, T-C-H-A-R exclamation point, D-E. And finally, for moon gravity, and why wouldn't you want it? Select cheat codes from the option menu of the GameCube's Tony Hawk's American Wasteland, and then select the word to the moon, but this is how you spell it. Number 2, the moon, but moon are zeros. So T-T-H-E-M, 0-0-N, and you will go to the moon. Thank you so much. For those of you who listened the entire decade and most of the decade before that one, we really appreciate it. I'll see you next time around on the Video Game Review.